Good morning, Tim. There was a big announcement yesterday regarding the film industry in Western New York. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we announced yesterday, pretty exciting for Western New York for sure, that the Association of Film Commissioners International, the AFCI as it's known in the industry, is bringing its Cineposium conference to Western New York, Buffalo specifically, and Niagara Falls, in 2020 of next year. So it's going to bring about 200 or more film commissioners and a lot of industry executives to Buffalo and to Niagara Falls, and we'll be able to kind of show off what we've done here and what we have here as far as movie making goes.
The Cineposium itself has quite a history up to now, is that right?
Yeah, it sure does. It was first held in like 1970s, and this past year it was held in St. Petersburg, Russia, in collaboration with the United Nations World Tourism Organization. And quite honestly, it's really a privilege because it's been in several places around the United States, Atlanta, down in New Mexico, New York, Los Angeles. But it's also been held in places like France, New Zealand, the UK, Australia, Spain, and even in South Korea. So it's quite a big thing. This is the 44th annual Cineposium, and it's a great industry event for Western New York.
What does that say about Western New York's status in the eyes of the rest of the world?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think people have taken notice, and when I say people, I mean movie studios and producers and directors, filmmakers of all kinds, are taking notice of Buffalo and Western New York State. I think what they see is a vast variety of locations, but they also see the film tax credit program, which is bringing many of these films to our area. The fact that AFCI is recognizing Buffalo now is really, you know, it's a nice a topping to the sundae here. You know, it's really a major industry event. It's going to get major industry press. And, you know, the eyes of Hollywood and beyond will be focused right here on Western New York State.
So in addition to the film commissioners, will there be industry executives and decision-making executives also coming to town?
That's right, Pat. 200 or more film commissioners from all points of the world will, you know, descend on Buffalo. And what that does is it piques the interest of all the studio executives who want to meet with them and want to be there and want to talk to the folks and get the latest on where to shoot and what to shoot. And that's really what's going to bring them here.
So, Tim, what's happening right now in film in Western New York?
Well, even more good news is headed our way. Before the end of the year, which is, you know, just a few weeks away, we have four other movies that are slated to shoot specifically in Buffalo and Niagara Falls. I think we're going to have some really, really exciting movies that take us to the end of the year. And then, of course, we have some major stuff planned for 2020, especially in the first quarter. So all is looking very bright these days, Pat.
Well, Tim, we're out of time, but thanks for taking the time again this morning.
Well, it's been an honor, as always, Pat, to be with you and your listeners.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.